Good morning, it's 8:14. Joining us this morning is Sally Lakaitis. The segment is Destination Downtown. Sally, how about that 53 degrees on Sunday?
You know, that's awesome, and I have to say it's sleeting right
now. It's sleeting right now.
It's okay. Sleeting right now. So 53 degrees, awesome. Maybe all the snow will melt.
Well, I also saw that, I don't know how much of a baseball fan you are, but Monday should be dry and sunny in Detroit.
Yes,
so 57
absolutely.
Degrees, which is, that's not bad for opening day.
No kidding.
I remember when Comerica Park opened, it was snowing that first day. It was like 30 degrees in Comerica back in 2001 or whenever that park opened.
Wow.
It was terrible, but
hopefully
the dry stuff sticks around. So
I actually have a sister out in Phoenix right now going to the White Sox Cubs game.
Oh, really?
Today. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They're from Chicago, but they follow the Chicago teams during spring break.
Boy, lucky them.
Or during spring training.
Lucky them, seriously. But how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. What do we got? What are we talking
about
today?
You know what? I know you're a sports guy.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk about sports and sports in Holland.
Really? Okay.
Yes. And as a sidebar, I know you're also a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have twin cousins who wrestled in the Olympics, and one of their sons in the Olympics.
Yeah. Wow. So these guys could kick my butt.
A long time ago, maybe. They were doing Greco-Roman.
Okay,
Yeah, which is crazy. But I wanted to talk about sports because I've heard you talking a lot about baseball and opening season. But we have so many sporting events that go on in Holland. We've actually put together a sports planner.
Thank you.
Which lists all of the sporting facilities that we have. We send these out to people that are thinking about bringing tournaments and teams.
This is a nice little packet that you put together.
Thank you. We have a new designer on board, and she's that's still not in final format, but we're prettying it up.
Yeah.
But the weekend of April 5, we will have 1,200 gymnasts in town for a state gymnastics competition, level 5, 6, and 7. We've got two big softball tournaments going on in April, the USSA West Michigan Classic, and then also Michigan Association of Softball Associates tournament going on. We have actually softball and baseball tournaments almost every weekend throughout the summer.
Really?
And it's,
I guess that shouldn't surprise me, but
I know. Well, we've got some great facilities throughout the greater Holland area. We've actually got the middle of May, right after Tulip Time, May 17, we have a big table tennis tournament at the Civic Center that brings people in from all over.
People get upset at me, but I love ping pong. A lot of
you know what? I do too.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I grew up with a ping pong table in my basement, and you know, my dad was good.
Oh my gosh,
he was really good.
But really,
we'd go down after dinner and play ping pong and pinball. We also had a pinball
machine. I love pinball. Pinball is
awesome.
I love pinball. There's a bar in Grand Rapids that has a bunch of pinball machines. I'm drawing a break. Pyramid Scheme.
There's
a bunch of pinball machines, and I love going there and playing pinball. Just, sometimes I don't even go there and buy beer. I just play pinball.
Pinball. I'm with you. I used to be good. I haven't played for a long time.
You know what I like about these packets is you've got these little pictures next to every different facility, and it says what you can do there. I mean, you've got volleyball, you've got racquetball, you've got little tennis balls and football, different things that you can do in these facilities.
Sure.
That's really cool.
Sure. And I think that, it took us a long time to actually compile this piece because we have a lot of facilities in town, and I think that people aren't really aware of that.
No.
And so one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this and the sports that are coming is to let people know if they're involved in a sporting event. If they're a coach or if they have a child who does sports and they want to bring, want to start talking about bringing a tournament to town, to give our office a call. Wendy Link is our salesperson, and she's actually part of it falls under the Pure Michigan brand. It's a sports consortium. There are 14 communities that you pretty much have to be invited to belong to.
Yeah.
And then they attend some of the national sports shows in an attempt to try to bring sporting events to Michigan.
Sounds to me like we've got already quite a few events every summer. There's room for more, though?
There is.
Tough question to answer. I'm sorry.
Shoulder season.
I see.
Memorial Day, we have a huge Coastal Soccer Fest that brings well over 100 soccer teams to town.
Wow.
You know, think about how many kids are on a soccer team.
Yeah.
And then think about the parents and the siblings that come.
So it's not just tulip time, people.
No. Sports are a huge economic driver.
Well, it's interesting.
Community.
I just read a story this morning that Holland and, specifically, not all of Holland, but Ottawa County is the number one healthiest county
isn't it awesome?
In the state. And I think Allegan was ninth or eighth or something like that,
right,
so they're not far
right,
behind.
Right.
That's really impressive.
And Holland or Ottawa County typically is in that number one or number two spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a tribute to our Parks and Recreation Department.
Oh, yeah.
Both within the city of Holland, Holland Township, Park Township. There are just some great, great sporting venues here. We're also the start of something for those people who are cyclists. It's called Pedal Across America. And they're actually doing, it's a family bike ride that starts in Holland on June 21 and ends up on your former side of the state in Lexington, Michigan.
Really? Okay, I know where Lexington
okay.
is. Okay. Yeah.
On the 27th, and there are 7 stops along the way.
Right.
But that starts out in Holland. And then, you know, you were mentioning volleyball. Well, we also have beach volleyball that takes place here, beach volleyball competitions that take place starting in late June. So there's a lot going on. So truly, if people are interested in bringing a sporting event to Holland, let us know. We work very closely with Hope College when they put their bids together for NCAA D3, both nationals and regional events.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really happy to help, and I think it's one part of the Visitors Bureau that people may not always be aware of.
Absolutely. I noticed in this packet, you know, you've got some school facilities on here. How many of these are open to the public? Do you know off the top of your head? I mean, because I don't know how many of these everybody could use it, but maybe they could. I'm not sure. Do you know?
Well, in terms of the schools.
But, I mean, that's just a small portion. This packet is big. There are a lot of Holland facilities and different areas that you can go. So
I think it pretty much depends on the facility.
I see. Okay.
And to probably try in this short time to go through and say this is public and
right,
this is private.
Right, that's a long conversation. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. The other, another sporting event that we have brought in the past is state bowling, Elks state bowling tournaments, because we've got some great bowling facilities.
Well, yeah, and I mean, bowling is certainly a big part of the community. I mean, we have the bowling reports every Monday and Tuesday.
I know,
Jimmy
Graff, absolutely.
And, yeah, Mary,
absolutely.
She does a great job with those. So, and actually, our final reports are next week, so the season's over.
It's over. But a new season is beginning with a different sport.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, and bowling is one of those sports that, but you can do it all year long. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
It's just that during the wintertime, it's the highest rates to go. And I don't know if you're a bowler. I'm not very good, but I still like it. You know what I mean?
I started bowling when I was like 8 mm-hmm. and was always in a bowling league.
Really?
And my sons and their father and I actually have a traveling bowling jacket.
Really?
And it's been around the world with us whenever we...
So you're pretty official then.
Well, yeah, but you know what was the one thing? It's typically the boys and their dad, but I have to say at my son's college graduation in Minnesota, they were like, "Nah, Mom, you can't bowl." I'm like, "Watch me. I won. I won the jacket.
Wow.
206.
That's much better than me.
Well, that was
good,
a fluke.
Good
I hadn't
for
bowled
you.
In years.
Hey. Sometimes that's all you need, because I've found that it's weird how that happens, how you'll play a sport and then you'll get, you know, frustrated at it and then you'll put it down for a while, like golf, for instance. I guarantee you, first time I pick up clubs this summer, I'll be great the
right.
first couple
Isn't
of rounds.
Right, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's insane. It's almost like your body's muscle memory takes over, and then once you start thinking up here, everything else kind of
thing. You know. You tend to overthink it. But that first time out, you're absolutely right. You're usually, you know, whacking the golf ball or rolling the strikes or
right,
whatever.
Exactly.
And hitting the home runs. Yeah, absolutely.
Sally, we're almost out of time. Why don't we remind everybody, if they're interested in bringing events, like you said, how can
absolutely.
They reach you?
Holland.org or call our office. Ask to speak to Wendy Link at 394-0000. Wendy's email is wendy@holland.org.
Fantastic. Destination is the segment. Destination Downtown, rather, is the segment. And it's brought to you by the Windmill Restaurant, home of the hash brown omelet. It's great. Try it. I did. Stop in for breakfast or lunch at the Windmill Restaurant in the heart of downtown Holland.